one place where Putin is apparently lending a hand is in Syria. Russia is providing arms to help the government of Bashar al-Assad defeat the Syrian rebels. The rebels have long been outgunned by Syrian forces, but recently Syrian rebels have gotten their hands on a new type of weapon. What's interesting is where it's from. The World's Matthew Bell reports.
The weapon we're talking about here is the BGM-71 TOW anti-tank missile. It's from the 1970s. But on the battlefield in Syria, it can give rebel fighters an edge against Syrian government forces. This video is said to be from a relatively new faction of the Free Syrian Army, and the men in it are shown launching a TOW missile at what they describe as a government checkpoint. When experts saw this footage, along with some other recent videos, they took notice.
It's a big deal in that it's not just that there are weapons going into Syria, there are American-made weapons.
Andrew Tabler is with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
Now, that doesn't necessarily mean the United States is directly providing them. These weapons are in the inventories of our allies, Turkey and Saudi Arabia.
Tabler says it's probably safe to assume that's where they're coming from. Both Turkey and Saudi Arabia want to see the end of the Assad regime, and they have been providing weapons to Syrian rebel groups.
I think we can also assume to a large degree that this is done with the knowledge of the American government. And this would be in keeping with recent discussions about an uptick in support to the Syrian rebels.
Administration officials are not commenting on this, but Frederick Hoff of the Atlantic Council says the appearance of American anti-tank missiles in Syria signals a shift for the Obama administration. Hoff was U.S. Special Envoy for Syria in 2012.
It's a belated acknowledgement on the part of the United States that what's left of the nationalist armed opposition inside Syria really needs some assistance.
In other words, the so-called moderate opposition forces in Syria have their backs against the wall, and the White House might be trying to throw them a lifeline.
The weaponry itself is reasonably effective, not only against tanks, but against other fixed targets. And it appears that the United States at long last is moving into a position of really influencing, if not directing, who gets what inside Syria in terms of arms and equipment for the armed opposition.
The Obama administration has been wary about providing weapons to Syrian rebels, only to see them fall into the hands of extremist groups. Some opposition forces in Syria are linked with al-Qaeda. But the two rebel groups thought to have American-made missiles are different, says Charles Lister of the Brookings Institution in Doha.
Both of these organizations are comparatively new, but the most important aspect for both of them is that they are most certainly core Free Syrian Army, inherently moderate rebel organizations. So in that sense, again, it represents this new development represents the provision of weapons to really genuinely moderate rebels.
It's thought that rebel forces now have about 24 of the American-made rockets, which can be used against tanks, vehicles, or buildings. Lister says they could make a big difference in local battles, but they're not likely to turn the tide against Syrian government forces.
In terms of placing the entire conflict all together into one, I'm skeptical it will necessarily represent a game changer. I think really anti-aircraft weapons would really, in my view, be the only weapon system that could potentially represent a real game changer.
No one seems to think that's in the works. Experts say the Obama administration might be looking at this first batch of anti-tank missiles as a test case, watch to see how they're used and who's using them, and then think about what comes next. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.